The S&P 500 tracks the nation's top 500 companies. 15 of those firms employ chief executive officers who got their undergraduate degrees from UW-Madison. But the public university has to share the top honors with Harvard.
Well, of course, I was disappointed we didn't beat them.
Michael Knetter is dean of the UW-Madison Business School. He says the numbers reflect the state's commitment to high-quality public education. Knetter says Harvard is a very good school, but that Madison attracts a wider array of students.
You know, it'd be nice if we had greater racial diversity, but one strength we do have is a great degree of socioeconomic diversity, and that's something you don't find at a lot of the elite Ivy League campuses. And I think effective CEOs have to be able to relate to people of all races and also of all socioeconomic backgrounds.
The cost for room and board in Madison is $14,000 a year for residents. Harvard costs nearly $40,000. The numbers are compiled in this month's issue of Bloomberg Markets magazine. The article lists UW alums Thomas Falk, who heads Kimberly-Clark, and Lee Raymond of ExxonMobil Corporation. UW-Madison has also graduated nearly 160 other top executives, besides those who lead companies in the S&P 500. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.